This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
All right, there's the news we were all kind of waiting for, frankly. Source confirms to me that Dan Quinn met with Cliff Kingsbury this morning to discuss changes to the offense, and both parties decided to mutually agree to part ways. Again, not necessarily a surprise, but this is a big deal. Kind of what happens next? What do they do? B, your level of just kind of your reaction to this now becoming official?
You hear one thing about it. We hear a lot of rumors, and we always dismiss, so we say what makes us feel good. This is something that kind of seemed like what the rumors were and what you were hearing that was kind of leading to this direction. So now you have to make sure you get somebody. Hell, they may have somebody in the building, or you may bring somebody else in. Brian Johnson was a former offensive coordinator. He did a lot of great stuff with Jalen Hurts up there in Philadelphia. You know, we talk about the other young man that's a possibility of becoming an offensive coordinator in this league.
David on the Blau, team. Blau. David Rye,
so yeah, you got different people out there. But as I stated earlier, if every year Cliff is going to be the hot topic of going somewhere else, doing this, doing that, and then your quarterback gets hurt and, you know, people saw, didn't really see a change in the offense when he got back, you make a move, you know? And that's, this is something where they made a move to mutually agree to part ways. But they did make a move. And it has to tell you, maybe, just maybe somebody would say, we need to adjust, and there were no adjustments.
I tell you, the one thing I would have said is, if Cliff was there and then Joe Witt was still around, that wouldn't have made sense, even if it was a formality. I'm glad they made this. I'm glad the news got out.
I don't think one has nothing to do with the other one.
Sure, but I think if you're taking this seriously and you're redoing everything, then you got to redo both of these. What does it say, Brian, to you, after 2 years now, they've gotten rid of both coordinators?
Cliff is a guy who's going to be always a guy talking about getting another job. Joe, he had dressed up his first time becoming a coordinator. They gave him a chance. He had 2 years. Okay, and the NFL don't wait that long for you. And the thing about Cliff has been around here long enough now to where people are going to, he's either a person you like or you don't. That's how it's become. And the whole thing is not about appeasing people's systems and their feelings. It's about winning on this football team. And you just got to move forward from that.
I think a lot of this is the style of offense, going no huddle, putting more reps on Jaden, more situations on Jaden. The biggest thing is, who are you going to get, right? We can argue if Dan Quinn should call the plays defensively. Dan Quinn ain't going to call the plays offensively, period.
True about that.
The biggest question becomes, who's next? Who's going to be calling the plays? And because of Dan Quinn went to a Super Bowl with Kyle Shanahan. They lost. But the amount of success Quinn saw, and then Kyle left and Mike McDaniel worked for him. Like, it's hard for me to think somebody from the Shanahan, whether you want to call it coaching tree or not, somebody that runs that Shanahan offense won't be coming to town, which means more under center. It means more play action. Typically means running the ball a bit more. I don't know that answer. And I think there's going to be significant competition for the best candidates, right?
Mm-hmm.
Part of me does agree that this could be a mutual parting of ways here. You also got to wonder who the hell the next defensive coordinator is going to be. But that is a little bit different because of DQ's still here, so you'd think it is still kind of Dan's defense, or at least perception. Mike McDaniel looks like he's sticking around in Miami. You go back, I mean, there's a lot of people that could make sense. Daryl Bevel, somebody that was the offensive coordinator when Dan Quinn was with Seattle. He's been on Mike McDaniel's staff in Miami. Honestly, I've said this about the defensive side of the ball, and I think for me, you look at the offensive side of the ball, this does not have to be somebody you're overly familiar with. This has to be the best coach you think there is for the job.
Yeah.
And if you look around the league, who are some of the OCs with really high aptitude that don't get to call plays? Like, Liam Cohen is calling the plays in Jacksonville. Who's his number two? Is that a mind you think could be pretty interesting? If you look at Denver, Sean Payton's calling the plays. Who's the number two there? Or perhaps it's even Carolina. Or, you know what I mean? Like, where are their offensive coaches that are calling their own plays? This has happened to the Rams time and time again, where Sean McVay is the play caller, but that OC keeps getting jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I mean, you got to cast a wide net on this. You also, Jaden should have input. You got to make sure Jaden continues to get input. So how does that shake out? I think there's a lot of factors at play, but familiarity should not be the guidepost here. It should be best guy for the job. And I think maybe you consider your own options. You consider Brian Johnson in-house. Maybe Anthony Lynn you consider in-house.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Those are guys that already know everything going on. And with the decision, when they hired Cliff, that was stepping outside of their comfort zone, right? Like, AP and Cliff have a relationship going back probably close to 30 years when they were both in New England. But at the same time, it's not like Quinn had coached with Cliff before.
Yeah.
I got a name I don't hate. I don't think he's equipped to be a head coach, but I think Brian Daboll can run some good offense. That'd be an interesting one. Like, there's going to be a lot of names out there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what folks are going to do. A lot of moving parts. Finally got the news. I want to let the Aquarium boys react. Jeff, Cliff's out. Witt's out. The Witt thing, you already demoted the guy. That was a matter of time. Cliff's the news here. What's your reaction?
I thought he was going to get one more year because of the fact that he did have a good season with Jaden the year before that. Of course, I'm ready to see what new defensive coordinator, what new offensive coordinator we get. The thing I'm most excited to see about this offseason is, what is AP going to do? I'm fine with the coordinators. What is AP going to do to make up for the draft picks we lost? What is he going to do in the draft? Is he doing anything in free agency? Like you said, with Witt, we knew it was coming after the demotion. Like I said, I thought they would try to give Cliff another chance because Jaden was hurt this year. But, hey, that's the game. We just got to see what our next coordinators do when they come in.
I don't think Cliff getting another chance because Jaden was hurt this year is the correct way to look at it. I think they are looking at it as Jaden got hurt this year.
Because of.
Maybe not because, but how do we make sure
it doesn't happen again?
There's less of that, and we think this offense might be a factor. I think if you have to dial this down to one thing, I think they have questions about Cliff's ability to protect Jaden. Because Jaden's got to be Jaden on the field, but.
Another thing that stuck out this year, too. Remember last year, everyone was like, oh, yeah, Cliff, he started out strong, but it's going to start to fade. That stuck out a lot this season.
Yeah, I mean, there are things that really stand out. Professor Landini, your reaction, sir. Cliff's out.
I'm not all that upset by it. I wasn't particularly excited when they hired him a couple of years ago. Last year, obviously, the offense did well, but, you know, I kind of feel like a lot of that was Jaden pulling a rabbit out of his hat a lot of times. And the offense just, frankly, it didn't look good this year when Jaden was playing. And I think you got to put a lot of that on Cliff Kingsbury. And it's the job of whoever's going to be the offensive coordinator here to, you know, work with Jaden and put up a good offensive numbers. So I'm excited for whoever they're going to bring in.
Yeah, I like David Blau a lot. I don't know that they would make – that'd be a pretty aggressive move. I kind of was charting this out early. Some interesting moments this year with Cliff Kingsbury. B, you go all the way back to August.
Mm-hmm.
Dan was consistently saying pretty much nothing about Terry.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was like, yeah, it'll get worked out. We're not worried. Cliff was the one that came out and said, yeah, we need him on the grass. There's a reason our offense doesn't look as good.
Yeah. But as much as that he gets praised for that, for speaking up for what he needs, a lot of people see that as going away from what the company mindset is.
Fans may have appreciated that
that's
he
what
said
I'm saying.
It,
no, that's
but
what
people
I'm
in the building
fans
might not
agree, and a lot of people go, oh, man, he spoke up. But the whole thing about it is, that's kind of showing a crack. You know what I'm saying? And you don't want that.
I charted these out just over the last couple days thinking about stuff. August 15th, Cliff says the needs to be on the grass line about Terry McLaurin.
Mm-hmm.
November 2nd, and I think if you had to really pinpoint one thing, Dan Quinn took all the heat for Jaden still being in that game. I think most of that is deserved. But you can also control what gets called, and there was an RPO call down 30 against Seattle. Jaden ends up hurting his elbow on that. I was told in no uncertain terms, and I'll give myself a little room, in some uncertain terms, that once Jaden came back against the Vikings after the bye, that the designed quarterback runs were out of the system. Think back to second and goal from the 2 when they run 3 straight pass plays. Think back to the success they've had on that little QB draw to the right-hand side. Mm-hmm. That was their cheat code in 24.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't see it. Jaden still ends up getting hurt in the second half of that game. Then late in the year, Josh Johnson at quarterback, they're under center way more. And it was, we were told it's because Josh is more comfortable that way.
Mm-hmm.
And what Marcus and Jaden said a lot of is we love the system. Cliff's, we get a ton of information. We get a ton of input. How do you think Jaden's feeling this morning or with this news?
Listen, man, one thing about football, if you play football long enough, people are there one day, they're gone the next. You get used to it. You get used to change. I don't think he's thrilled. I don't think he's disappointed. I think it's just you go through it and you're like, okay, what's next? And you start figuring out what you got to do. I don't think players get to the point. And let's just be real. You think Jaden and those players hadn't been hearing the stuff around too? They sense things.
Sure.
You know, I always say, like my little comment, don't just read the writing on the wall. Understand it. They have probably heard more stuff than we've heard. they've seen differences and changes and things like that. If you're with some people every day, you notice a change.
Yeah, I think Jaden's mom, Regina, did tweet out 2 days ago, really excited for 2026, another year for Jaden and Cliff. I thought that was kind of interesting. Jaden yesterday said how much he loves playing for Cliff, wish he had a chance to play more for him. But this is also the big city, right? It's pro sports. Like, you don't get to call everything. If there was one thing we slammed the organization during the Robert days was how much control he had. Clearly, this isn't Jaden's decision to make.
And like you said, he'll have input in stuff. Input to a degree.
Input doesn't mean final decision-making.
Man.
I want to open these phone lines up. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Cliff Kingsbury is out as offensive coordinator. What is your reaction? Let's go to Elijah in D.C.
Elijah. What's up, Eli?
What's going on, fellas? Thanks for taking my call. I feel like the writing was kind of on the wall. This game is adjust or be eaten or evolve or be eaten. And I didn't see the evolution in season based off all of the analytics that we have for now. even me, I couldn't go out there and call plays. But based off what I'm seeing around the league, I knew I would be able to know enough to put Jaden under center. And just with the eye test. And I just don't think Cliff was willing to adjust based off of the eye test. And this stuff was going on in meetings. If we were having these conversations, they were looking at these plays and breaking them down and having those conversations about adjusting. These are the things that we need to do. So I do think the team is built for more under center. I think your offensive line, those big guys, could be more aggressive. So, you know, I think this is the right time because my fear was if he was to stay and then we have another draft and then he goes, you got new rookies who now have to learn two new playbooks. And I just wasn't certain how that would look. So you get it out the way now and then you restart and then you see what you get. So I'm cool with it. I think the run game and certain elements are there that are attractive for an OC. If he come in, he say, well, they got Tunsil over there. They got some development at the right side of the tackle. Obviously, they got five. Bill, he's a guy that's coming along. So I think the ingredients are there for a guy to say, man, let me just get them a tight end. Let me get them a number two. And let me get some action going. Debo, because he's a safety net during this time. So this is going to be an interesting time. And I'm kind of glad this happened now before we kind of behind the eight ball and other situations. If we're going to take advantage of Jaden's time and this rookie contract, you better really get what you think you better have, because this time is definitely slipping away in that regard. So we got to get cooking on whatever we think we're going to go. So appreciate y'all, man.
All right. Appreciate you, dude. Thanks for the call. Phone lines are going to be lit up. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Breaking news today. Somewhat expected. Certainly, Joe Witt is out as defensive coordinator for the Commanders. That's not a surprise. Cliff Kingsbury is out as offensive coordinator for the Washington Commanders. One real question, B, how desirable is that OC job? How desirable is it to come here, be the play caller for Jaden Daniels? We explore that next. You're listening to 106.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hey, it's B. Mitch and JP here. If you're looking for comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn to our friends over at Rood. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. You forgot to turn down the heat before you went on vacation? You know what? With Rood, you can adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best, and they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
The best part, the Rood systems are whisper quiet. You don't get any of that noisy interruptions, no more clanging in the middle of the night in your ducts. It's just peace of mind. Rood's got the variable speed compressor that ensures precise temperature and humidity control, which operates efficiently even in extreme conditions. It's comfort and performance perfectly balanced. B, you got to tell them about the cash. You can qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000 on heat pumps through 2032. Check out Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more.
Rood, R-U-U-D, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in a DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rood,
it ain't right. Oh, won't you please take me home? Cliff Kingsbury is out as the Commanders offensive coordinator. And I know a lot of people are throwing a lot of theories out there. I truly believe this boils down to Adam Peters and to some level Dan Quinn having major questions about Cliff's offense. I think there's a few factors. Run pass balance is something we've talked about a lot. And ultimately, does this do enough? Does this offense do enough to maximize Jaden, but also protect Jaden? And Cliff's offense is different. It is not a typical NFL offense. And at times, QB runs are absolutely a part of this, probably in ways other systems aren't. Mm-hmm. And I think when you consider all that, you kind of land in this sort of situation. This team went 5-12. Now, if you look at the splits year to year, offensively has not been the big problem. The defense has been way worse. In 2024, Commanders offense averaged 373 yards, fifth in the NFL. This year, those numbers fell to 319, 22nd in the NFL. In 24, they scored 55 touchdowns. This year, that number dropped to 41. In 24, they were sixth in the NFL at 29 points per game. This year, that number dropped to 21, 22nd in the NFL. In 24, they averaged 149 rush yards per game. This year, the run game stayed strong. They were still fourth in the NFL in running, in rush yards per game.
Did the attempts go down?
I'd have to pull it. I kind of doubt it, but hold on. Let me pull that real quick. Rushing attempts on the season this year, they attempted 484 runs this year. Last year, remember that number because you know I'm not going to. It was 484, I just said, right?
The 484 chances.
The attempts went way down. 526 to 484.
Yeah.
So they're still running the ball efficiently. And pass yards went way down. But it's the key stat I can't get past. Jaden played in 17 games last year and played in 7 this year.
That's a major one.
How much of the offensive demise this season is on coaching and how much of it is on personnel?
I don't know if I can put an exact number, but it's definitely a combination. If I started off at 50-50 and then I move, I think it's a common. I think the personnel is probably 55, coaching 45.
I think that's fair. I think you lose your quarterback, you lose a lot of things. I also think this isn't just about this year. I think it's about the vision for the long haul. Let's let some folks weigh in. We got a lot of folks on the line. Dave is in Charlottesville. Dave, Cliff is out. What do you think?
Bye. Never was crazy about him anyway. He's done the same thing everywhere he's gone. He's a brilliant mind, but this just doesn't work in the pros. It's not sustainable. I mean, Arizona did the same thing. Kyler Murray was amazing that year he had him. But then these D coordinators in the pros, man, their job is to figure things out. They had a whole year to watch what he did last year with Jaden and figure it out. They get millions of dollars to do this, or hundreds of thousands, whatever it is.
Millions, dog.
Yeah, millions. Yeah. They ain't no hundreds.
and they did do their job. I mean, if you don't adapt, they've got you the next year. It's the way it is. It's life. You have to be able to change. And my original point, too, was about the draft. I mean, we have limited picks. This is where this is a business where you got to prove your worth. AP is on the clock, as should we say. He gets to prove what he can do this year. You know, he went for the wrong. We all were in on it, but we went the wrong way this year. But he has to make magic this year. He cannot miss on these few picks we got. But I have an example of what we absolutely have to do, whether we pick it with our 7th pick. Oh, we trade down. That defensive pass rusher is everything, and it can make our we can get the most bang out of our buck with the picks that we do have. Because I don't know if y'all watch both games, but if you watch Pittsburgh back to back weeks against the Browns and then the Ravens, Myles Garrett wrecked Pittsburgh by himself 2 weeks ago. Aaron Rodgers was running for his life. They ran every play that was a pass away from the side he was on. It killed their offense. Mm-hmm. He absolutely killed their offense. He did not get a single sack that day.
You're not wrong. But we're going to keep it to Cliff, though. Thank you, brother. They need pass rushers. You're not
they
wrong.
They need that. They need that.
I think that's a really interesting question. How much of this was Cliff's fault, and how much of it was the hand he was dealt? Especially, dude. It was so long ago that we've all kind of forgotten it. How important was Eckler to this offense? I mean, injuries were significant. But at the same time, did they run it enough? Did they stick with the run enough?
There were certain situations where I think that they passed the ball when they could have stepped up, stuck to the run. And also when you're running the ball, it's a little different with the pass. Pass stops the clock. Pass gives the ball back to the other team a lot quicker. You know what I'm saying?
If you're trying to play complimentary football,
there you go.
Not only are you passing a lot, but you're also going no huddle. See, you're going up tempo.
You have to that up tempo and all of, and with the extra passing, you don't protect the other side of the ball. Come from?
Sure. It gets a lot harder to play complimentary football in that capacity. Let's go to Mark in Landover Hills. Mark, Cliff is out.
Thank God and Christ or whoever else is involved. Because guess what, guys? Going against the grain, like my man, the doctor's been saying. And I think, hey, they had a meeting and all bets were off. And don't let the door hit you where the good Lord splits you. Take that money and run, because that's what it's all about, according to them. Not the guys who love this team and want them to win. So if you ain't part of the burgundy and gold, AMF, my friend. And that's the way I feel about it, B. And that's the way I feel about it, JP. Because I think that's what was happening.
Appreciate you.
And, like the earlier caller said, behind the eight ball is a good term to use today, because guess what? We just saw what happens to a good coach with a good heart when he loses, lost both his coordinators, because he's sitting at home with the old dead skins this postseason, guys. So think what you want to say, what you want, but I'm going to root for my team, and I'm going to be a realist like Mr. Mitchell is. And you have to be honest with yourself and with people you talk to it about, and I appreciate that, Brian. I really do. And you too, JP. I'm not selling you short.
You're good,
either,
bro.
Brother.
Appreciate you, Mark. Take care, bud.
As far as rabble-rousing about the speech yesterday, well, man, you can make anything out of anything somebody says if you don't ask them delineation. And I didn't hear a whole lot of that. You were there, JP. You're just asking questions like everybody else, but you ask a good one.
Thanks,
I'll get
bud.
Off here because I've been on the phone waiting for you guys for over an hour, so
right,
I know there's other people waiting too, guys.
Appreciate you, dude. Later. Thank you. Yeah, I think, you know, there were some that were like, I saw on social media last night, like, oh, man, you guys are reading too much into the DQ stuff. I think that decision was probably made Sunday night, honestly. And I think, frankly, I went back and looked. Dan was asked about Cliff leading into the Eagles game, and he did the same thing and just talked around it.
Yeah.
Like, I honestly go back to Minnesota when they ran three straight times at the goal line. I go back to Seattle when you call. Maybe Jaden shouldn't have been in the game. We could probably all agree at that. But you shouldn't have called an RPO down 30.
100.
Let's go to our guy Toothpick is on the line. What's up,
Pick?
Hey, what's good? Hey, B-Mitch, you said it earlier, man. You said it like Cliff doesn't protect his quarterback. You got a second-year quarterback who – yeah, I mean, he's just a second-year quarterback. You can't put everything on him. And then I'm going to look at it like this, JP. The most healthiest room that you had, your two healthiest rooms was your offensive line and your running back room. How many times did you run the ball more than you passed the ball? You know what I mean? Like, I'm not even talking about the Dallas game when you went in down your top three receivers because they stacked the box and dared you to beat them with your 4, 5, and 6 wide receiver. But I'm looking at all the other games where you had Debo and Christian McCaffrey brother as your 1 and 2 and Jalen Lane. You know what I mean? But run the ball. You had your 2, 3, and 4 running back all year, a healthy offensive line, and you didn't run the ball more than you ran the ball. I mean, more than you passed the ball. So see you later, Cliff. And we all knew that the D coordinator was out of here. It was just a matter of time. Now we start looking for better coordinators that know how to protect a second year going into a third year quarterback and get them under center. Give them some boots. Give them some, not RPOs where you're putting them in danger, but some quick game. You know, things that don't put everything in his hand. I appreciate y'all for taking my call. I know y'all got more callers, man. I appreciate it.
All right, bro. Appreciate you, man.
Two picks point, because I know a lot of folks are going to say this. The numbers bear out that it was pretty balanced. There were 469 pass attempts, 484 rush attempts. Over the course of, that's almost 1,000 plays. Or I'm sorry, it's a little over 900 plays, 950, whatever you want to call it. Pretty damn close to even. It's probably a 48-52 split.
And I hear that all the time about.
Now, even, some of those rushing attempts are from the quarterback.
You don't have to be balanced. If a game entails you run the ball more than you pass it, you don't have to be balanced in that game. Run the ball. If the play necessary is a run, run the ball. I always hear like people, you got to be balanced. No, you don't. You don't want to be 60. I mean, you don't want to be 80-20, but you damn sure don't have to be 50-50.
I just can't. Cliff being gone is not a surprise, and I can understand the case for it,
yeah.
Especially thinking long term, right?
Yeah.
Personnel versus coaching, I think, is pretty damn interesting in this because what they did this year offensively wasn't great, but it was significantly better than the defense. They still ran the ball quite well. and they were down a lot. You know what I mean? Like, he did a decent job this year of making chicken salad out of chicken feathers in a lot of situations. I also think this was written. I don't think there should be any surprise. We're going to keep the phone lines going. What should be awesome, and I appreciate him doing it, Sam Cosmi is going to join us at 1 o'clock. We'll get to hear from a player on the team now that there's going to be a new offensive coordinator coming to town. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
JP Finley here for the official and unofficial moving and storage company of 106.7 The Fan. Of course, I'm talking about Metropolitan Moving and Storage. When I had everything going on with my house, we had to pack stuff up, move it out to get construction done. You know who stepped in? My boy, Justin McCarty from Metropolitan Moving and Storage. Within hours, he had boxes at my house. He connected me with contractors. That's the kind of service you get from these guys because they're local. They've been here. They've done this in the D.C. area for 3 decades. They're going to give you the best advice. They'll give you the best moving, whether it's local or long distance, whether it's residential or commercial. They've got everything you need. They can help you stage your home if you're looking to sell it. They can pack your boxes for you. They can do any sort of custom moving needs you have. And you will never share a truck space on a long distance move. That means you get a pinpoint delivery date at the time of your choosing. The best and most efficient way to move long distance, period. Metropolitan Moving and Storage has East Coast Express service. No one gets you there better and faster than my boys at Metropolitan Moving and Storage. Take it from me. I've known Justin and John since high school. These guys have built this business the right way by taking care of their customers. Call 301-279-0090. That's 301-279-0090. Or you can check them out online at dcmetropolitanmoving.com. That's dcmetropolitanmoving.com. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Breaking news in Washington. Both coordinators gone. Mutually agreed to part ways, officially. Joe Witt was demoted halfway through the season. Dan Quinn relinquished him of calling defensive plays. Dan Quinn took those back over, expect them to hire a new D coordinator. And the bigger news that shouldn't be that big of a surprise considering the report we saw over the weekend from Diana Rossini and then the way I think some questions have been answered over the last 24, 48 hours. Cliff Kingsbury out as offensive coordinator. Talking to a number of players yesterday, especially the quarterbacks, all loved Cliff. I don't think that's window dressing. Mm-hmm. But I also think they're not in charge, and or including Jaden Daniels, who is the future of the franchise. I also think that you said this earlier, when you know you got to deal with Cliff questions every year about him leaving, maybe eventually you just want to turn that page anyway. Mm-hmm. I think they want the offense to look differently than it did. And now the biggest question in town is who comes next.
Yeah, it's true. And hopefully they have people in mind already, because I would think that both of them, both Dan and AP, would want things settled before everything kicks off. When you start going to combine, you need to have a coaching staff in place. When you have the draft coming up, you want everything in place. You don't want to have the stuff like last year. Last year, that one little thing with Terry affected a lot. So you might want to have all of the business aspect of this thing in order so you can get to coaching and all the stuff with the football aspect to hit the ground running.
I'm going to get these calls in because in 10 minutes we'll be joined by Sam Cosby, Commander's right guard. Appreciate him making time for us on an interesting day. Richard's in Fredericksburg. What's up, Rich?
Hey, guys. Happy New Year. Listen, I appreciate the time. I agree with what you guys just said. I think the front office, you know, we got a new front office, and all of them know what happened with the RG3 deal. And bottom line is I'm watching game after game, sitting in that stadium, watching Cliff Kingsbury's face looking like he's having a stroke, like he just don't know what to do when Jaden can't pull a rabbit out of a hat. You got three running backs. Run the ball. You know, I remember the game, he comes back from the elbow, and he's running passing plays like the man doesn't have a messed up elbow. Now, he's good enough to play, but that don't mean he's healed. And we're throwing him out there like he's just going to be Superman. And the good teams learn how to balance their stars. They learn how to balance their team. I think we should go in this draft and get the best running back that's available so we have another star to go with Jaden to take the pressure off him having to be Clark Kent every day. That's my take on it.
Hi, man.
Appreciate the call, man. Yeah, I think personnel is a huge part of this.
Personnel is a huge thing, but I think running back is less important than pass rusher at this present time.
They ran the ball pretty well.
Yeah.
More explosive player? Sure. But
you can run the ball effectively and protect Jaden with the guys you have. But you damn well got to have somebody who makes a quarterback be concerned every damn game.
Let's go to Jay in Clinton. Jay, what up?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, brother?
Hey man, I'm sorry to hear about Kingsbury, but he's not the only one needs to go. Hear me out. Dan needs to go too, man, because if you keep hiring coordinators, that coordinator gets successful, he's going to get a head coaching job. They need to get rid of Dan, get Gary Kubiak from Seattle, let him bring a defensive coordinator, you know, defensive person off it. Clint Kubiak. I'm thinking of his dad. Go ahead and bring somebody off that Seattle staff, because if you keep, you know, the success of the team always been that the head coach is calling the offense. Get Gary Kubiak, Clint Kubiak, they balance. You bring somebody off that staff, and they're set for a long time.
I tell you what.
That won't be happening this year.
Dan's not going anywhere this year. Now, one thing you said was a big part of the when they hired Dan Quinn, people had questions, because if it is successful, you're going to lose coordinators, and how does that impact Jaden? So that now we're seeing it, right? Now Jaden's going to have to learn a new system. I find it very hard to believe they're bringing somebody in that runs Cliff's system again, because Cliff's the only one that runs it.
John Harbaugh has been a defensive coach for Baltimore for as long as he's been there forever. Right now, McDonald is a defensive coordinator. Everybody gonna have to deal with it eventually, but you don't just not hire defensive people. I want my head coach to be able to lead my team. And if you got a guy that can do that, you figure out the other stuff.
Vrabel in New England, too. Yeah. Quick break from us. If you're on hold, stay there. We're going to try to get back to the phones. Sam Cosmi, Washington Commanders right guard, joins us next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.